Oh, yeah. Well, that's another thing, too. That's not so much what I was thinking. But yeah, that's another part of it, too. No, I was thinking just, like, if I, you know, I'll go see my kids in Houston, right? And they're not there anymore. But, you know, so I would plan the trip and say, well, I think, you know, I want to go this route because I've never been to the Wisconsin Dells, right? So I'm going to go over. I'm going to go over first, and I'm going to go a little north, and I'm going to catch the Dells. I'll stay maybe a day there, and you know, then I'll come down. You know, and I'll go here and stop and see this, and you know, for a day or so or something like that. And take the long trip in the Houston, and then when I'm coming home, I'll take the south route, and maybe you know, take in this, go to Shiloh or something like that. You know, I had a. I had an ancestor who was captured in Shiloh, spent some time in Andersonville, so I've not been. I got to get down there. I went by it a couple of times, just didn't have the time, but I like the kind of camping, like when I retire and I'll have more time, you know, I like the kind of traveling where, you know, I can spend a day here, 2 days there, something like that, take in all sorts of little things. Where it's not really worthy of a, like Shiloh, you know, the battleground at Shiloh is not really worthy of a, you know, of a destination, but it's a, you know, it's a great place to stop for the day, take it in or something like that. So that's what I mean by the destination. But yeah, I don't think I want to pop up. I've been looking at them lately. I'd like to get just a small, you know, hard camper. I got a question though. Can you actually get, let's say you had a piece of property, you know, with just a pole barn on it. Could you get hookups, like water and sewer hookups, so that you could actually, you know, have the thing on your property, you know, all hooked up with the sewer and water? I don't know, do they allow you to do that?